HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
I got to say a quick thank you to somebody in the lobby whose name escapes me, but they stopped yesterday and said, I know you got a lot of dogs, so I want to give me a little cake, dog cake. And it was the sweetest thing in the world. And just because it so happened to be one of my dog's birthdays yesterday, a little go-go.
Timing.
It's 9. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I said, you're giving me a cake? It's my dog's birthday. It's for dogs. Don't eat it. It's for I understand.
What's it made of?
Other dogs. Cat meat. Cat meat and strawberries.
Squirrel icing.
I don't know. I didn't find out, but Gogo loved it, and I feel bad because, you know, you were sweet. I ran away.
I always see those cookies at the pet
I got
stores,
that.
But I've never seen
pretty much
seen
what it is
cake.
With frosting.
They look tasty.
It was thick. Yeah. Maybe that's why she said it. She thought I'd give it to Brady.
It's not for people.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Brady's drooling over the dog.
Hey, what she got, cakes?
But anyway, thank you, because I should have done is just laid this lady down right there in the lobby and treated her very special. Bedded her.
Because most of the time timing. When they're bringing in stuff for you.
That's what they want. I know that's why she was here. There's no reason to take your time out of your day to come down here and give my dogs a cake unless you want some D.
Yep.
You know that.
That was a D stop.
Yeah, and there's Gordon eating it. Adorable. He liked it. You know what's funny about it? It had blueberries and strawberries, and Gordon's like, this is good. And he'd pick the strawberries up. Spit them off. It's just like me. It's like, and there's by the end of that, there's a couple strawberries.
Very careful working that way around that candle. Now,
he was going in
that.
Before the candle. There's happy birthday being sung, and he's waiting for the candle to burn out.
Come on, Dad.
And he blew it out, and then he went in, and the blueberries, he put them in his mouth and looked at us like, ugh. And there was a little pile of blueberries and strawberries by the end of the meal. That's on a loop now. But, yeah, it's very nice. So I couldn't remember your name. I appreciate it.
He spit them out and put them right next to
him. Yeah, see the little pile of blueberries and strawberries started? He was spitting them next to the bowl.
Brady does that same thing.
Yeah, Brady does that.
Fruit, black poof. Who put this on my delightful cake? I'll bite it. Black poof.
I mean, it looks good on it.
Just in case, yeah. The decorative baubles are inedible.
So it was nice of you, and I was in a hurry. So
I've never done a birthday for my dog.
Oh yeah, I got him.
But I don't know when he was a Guadalupe stray. I don't know.
Just make a guess. When you take him to the vet, they're usually like, "Oh, he's probably about 7 months old." You just kind of backtrack from there and say, "Pick a day." Gordon was a year when I got him, and I didn't really know.
Is he the one that was tied to the fence?
No, that's Frank.
Frank.
Gordon was about 2 months after my Lexi Lou died. I went to a place and I said, and they had, it said, adoptions here. I was buying food. It said, adoptions here today. It was a pet market thing up on Shea and Scottsdale. Or, no, not Shea and Scottsdale, Tatum. So I'm up there and I'm like, well, the good news is, because Louie was a Cairn Terrier, I said, they won't have Cairn Terriers there, so you don't have to worry about it. And first thing I see is this little half Cairn Terrier, half question mark. And he's just staring at me with his little goatee, and we looked exactly the same at the time. I'm like, I have a long goatee. He's got a long goatee.
Hey, buddy.
And he just cried and watched me walk by. And I'm like, uh-oh, don't go back to that dog. And then he started barking, and he started crying. And all right, I'll take this one.
He knew how to play you.
She's like, he's about a year old, maybe 12, 13 months. I'm like, all right. So his birthday became April 10th because that was the best guess the doctor had. Probably 13 months old. I'm like, all right. Perfect. So we just made a day up. Some of them I know the dates, but for the most part, I pick a day. And then Gordon gets a big day
within
out.
Within weeks,
Gordon got to go to Postino yesterday. And then again, a place called Meet the Ball. Meet the Ball. You'd love Meet the Ball, Brady. They've got meatballs as meals, and, you know, appetizers and things like that. But it's right there in the Biltmore. And it's called Meet the Ball. And it's like, you know, short rib meatballs and chicken meatballs and beef meatballs and all
nice.
Sorts of things. Yeah, exactly. And I thought, this is a place that Brady likes. Because Megan goes, I'm not sure this place is going to make it in the Biltmore. I'm like, I'll tell Brady about it. They'll be fine. Meat to the ball. That's good, though. And their drinks were great. So Gordon had that, and then he came home and had a birthday cake from an anonymous stranger who I should have bedded.
You could take the dog to Meet the Ball?
Yeah. It's an outdoor patio. You can do all sorts of, like the Biltmore, that place is always happy to have them. Most places around my area are dog friendly.
Ah.
Almost all of them, because they've got big patios and stuff, so.
My dog doesn't get along with other dogs.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. And yeah. You don't want to take it. It's like having a kid with a gun. It's like, hey, he's a school shooter. I don't think you should go in there. My kid really always threatens other animals, like other kids.
Try taking him to the
come
dog.
Around your table.
Yeah. I got a couple of them that don't get the day out for their birthday.
Oh, really?
No, okay. No.
I didn't know if it was me or if it's the dog. I tried a couple times, like dog parks and stuff. And,
no, it's them. Some of them are just, and you have a little terrier. They're usually independent, not real friendly with other dogs. They like you. They like your family. That's really all they need.
Yeah.
Kind of reclusive.
Nobody else.
I have my Yardley, my three-legged Pitty, who is sweet as can be, not a big fan of Mexican people or other dogs, and that's the truth. And that's because I think someone Mexican pulled her arm off. I'm pretty sure. That's the only thing I can come up with.
That would make sense.
Wildly racist towards Mexican men. She does not care for Mexican men at all. And we found that out when a busboy tried to pet her at Oso. I'm like, oh, geez, she didn't like him at all. And then the waiter went by.
Here's your finger back.
And I just heard the deepest.
You're like, oh.
I'm like, uh-oh, bro.
Maybe that was the guy.
That could have been him. And I, well, we're never going to go back to Oso. And just like, Yardley, eyeball your bad guy. That's him, your officer. I think you're an idiot. The dog knows.
What are you doing? Get him.
Yeah. So they don't know if Yardley was picked up by her front leg and spun when she was a puppy or if somebody just pulled it off.
Oh,
but that's
God.
Pretty much what happened. They just found it ripped off and dangling from her in the streets when she was found. So
my God.
They're like, she's not a bait dog. She didn't have scars. That would be our first guess. It looks to me like as a puppy, somebody grabbed her by her front leg and waved her over his head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's how she lost her leg.
Like
so she's not a fan of a certain. You know, look, she's a bigot. I have to admit, my dog is a bit racist. I'll go on and say racist. Bigot's different. She does not care for Mexican men, and I would guess that where they found her, predominantly a Mexican neighborhood, that someone that looked up. She can't differentiate. It's not her fault. I'm trying to raise her better than that, but she still hates Mexicans. Some dogs do. Nothing you can do about it. Same way some dogs hate weed eaters. They hate all weed eaters. One weed eater might have been the problem, but they hate all weed eaters. And not to equate them to Mexicans, but, you know, it's usually tied together somehow or another. That's why I have an all-black landscaping crew. Yardley relaxes a little bit. Dear Brady and John, it says, I was listening to the podcast about what would Brady do, and that lady, or it was a what would Brady do letter. Remember the lady who had her husband, the organ donor and stuff? Her name was La Fig. And she's brought me cupcakes before. It wasn't her that brought the cake. La Fig said that her ex-husband needs a kidney. She's a match. Her son is, torn on the thing. Her new husband hates the ex-husband with a passion. Not sure she should do it. And we were like, well, if your son loves the dad, then maybe you should save the dad, right? And she goes, oh, they're everything to each other. And I'm like, well, then you've got one thing to do, and that's hand over a kidney, sister. So then Jamie says it was fascinating to think about. It got me thinking to myself. And then I thought Brady, who was hemming and hawing over whether or not to do the organ donating, where does he draw that line? Eric is someday going to need a new liver. Would you donate a portion of your liver to preserve Eric's life, Brady? Because you know your liver regenerates. So you only have to give a chunk of liver, it'll grow.
I think it's, I'll answer that question very similar to the way the lady yesterday answered it.
Yeah.
If Kirby really likes Eric,
right.
Then I will
so
give a portion.
It's up to Kirby.
She does, she told me.
All right. What if little Caitlin comes over and goes,
will you help save my daddy?
She's been very cold towards me.
Is that right?
Lately.
Really?
Oh, she wow. has.
Oh, yes. Hilarious.
She's a farting master.
Could it be your misuse of adverbs?
She's become a little smart ass.
Has she gotten so, she's in the stage?
Brady tries to talk to her. She just rolls her eyes and goes back to what she's doing.
You're not used to that? You've been doing that for 20 years.
Maybe she's on to something.
Video games.
Brady. 20 years you've been dealing with people rolling their eyes at what you say. What the hell? Why is this surprising?
That is what she said. Like, duh, video games. Yeah,
video games, moron.
What do you
he's
think
deaf
doing?
And he's blind, Dad. Idiot.
That was actually to you. What are you listening to? Duh, Dad. Music.
Oh, it's constant now.
Yeah, she's a smartass.
Oh.
Isn't it great?
But that was after a couple towards me. Hi. Looks away.
How you
busy.
Doing? It is funny how people, like, you know, I don't do that with kids because I don't, like, you know, I don't have any, like, oh, you're adorable. You had a baby fever moment yesterday. there was some lady brought a baby in, and I got it. You got it, and you sent me pictures, but baby fever happened.
Oh, it was old gal Amy.
Amy shows up with her baby. She doesn't even work here anymore, but she's still going to flaunt that thing around because she knows it drives the ovaries of the dried-up old ladies downstairs nuts. It, like, wakes them up for a second. There's a human baby in the building, and you watch everybody. They could be in the middle of fighting a fire, and they would stop and run to human baby. And human baby had a surrounding, like six women, no men. Not a single guy stopped what he was doing to go, human baby, gotta see human baby. They're all the same. They all do the same stuff. But women go nuts. Human baby. And they run to it. And they just stare and tap it and touch it. And they're weird. And then they're sad. And then they go home and tell their husbands, maybe we should adopt because I'm all dried up. And they don't know what to do when human baby gets them. Yesterday we had a human baby issue that was bad news.
I almost was going to break in filming. Breaking news, human baby.
Human baby arrives.
And then interview the circle.
It should be an Onion story.
What do you think of the baby?
It should be a story in the Onion. Human baby disrupts office workplace. 1 hour of lost work. Many dead.
Only guy down there working? Moynihan.
Moynihan, who isn't allowed to go touch the human baby. Get your fat paws off my baby, Moyni. Yuck. Do you see him, honey? That's everything you never want to be. Who's not a Moyni? Who's no Moyni?
You are. You're special.
Can I touch your baby? Away, Moyni. Go clean a toilet with that face. I'm filming it.
With your face.
Moyni's out. But yeah, I don't do that to kids. I don't walk up and say the obvious because they're smart-ass jerks. You ever say to a kid when it's obvious, like, what are you up to, little fella? Jackass.
Being a kid.
Being a kid on my iPad. What are you up to, nosy weirdo? Like, ooh, kids are awful. My friend's son is a dick now. He's a teenager. He wants to fight everyone.
Let's go, old man.
My buddy does. My friend's like, man, every time I look at him, he looks at me and he's like, you want to go? I'm like,
it's like the challenge.
I'm your
look.
Father. I'll kick your ass just on principle. You want to go? So I'm sitting at his house a few months ago, and I'm looking at him I'm like, what? And he's staring at me, and he goes, uh-huh. I'm like, is there an issue here? You want to go? I'm like, are you kidding me? You want to fight everyone in the house? Anyway. And you're like, why don't you go outside? His dad's blew his knee out. And he's like, why don't you go outside and we'll take I think they're going to take a boat or something. He's like, will you go out there and charge this thing up in the boat? And he goes, yeah. He didn't do it. And, it's kind of a jump down off the boat. My friend's knee is broken. And he goes in, he goes, I thought you said you were going to do that. He goes, Dad, I'll do it when I'm ready to do it. Just because you need me to do something doesn't mean it's going to happen right now. And he's like, oh, I guess I'll climb up on the boat with my broken leg and I'll get that done so we can have it for tomorrow. Then, yeah, maybe you should. Anyway, and he comes out, he goes, he's just a dick. He used to be so sweet, now he's just a dick. Yeah, at least he hasn't tried to kill you yet. Yeah, kids turn into real jerks.
He'll sweep the other leg soon. Yeah.
So I treat them like jerks right away. Kirby tried an eye roll with me at Porkpopolis the other time when I was there. I'm like, she had that huge-ass sandwich.
Oh, you're not touching
that. And I walked over. I know she's got a little bogan in her. I walked over, and I'm like, you can eat that whole thing? And she just looked at me. Her mouth wasn't even big enough to go over top to bottom. So she just smushed it into her face, nose and all, and started to, like, nibble in the middle because she didn't have time to get her whole mouth around the thing. Nibbles on it, looks at me, and she goes, yeah. And I'm like, you better give me half that sandwich.
I'm not giving you any of it.
She takes another bite, and I'm like, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
What?
I'm going to take it from you because I'm bigger than you and I'm stronger than you, and you're not as smart as me. She goes to take another bite, and she puts it back down because I think for just a split second, Kirby thought, this guy might punch me. I think he just nailed three.
Be prepared to run.
Three very crucial points have been mentioned, and she put it down, and she just started to laugh and look at me like, you mean it? Just gave her a little head nod and walked away.
Yeah, well, that's her eyes roll naturally. When she takes a huge bite, it's like a shark.
Like shark.
Eyes roll back.
I couldn't believe how fast she wanted to prove to me, I can eat this. I'm like, a sandwich was huge. She didn't get her mouth around. She smashed it into her face and got what she could and pulled back like, yeah, it's mine. I'm like, whoa.
That's a fact. Because remember a few years ago, the Trepumples that we had?
Oh, yeah.
Porkopolis had one of those, and she came by with the biggest piece of Trepumple.
Yeah, and looks at you like, anybody want a piece of
it? You try and reach out for that, she would have taken your arm
off. She's got little braids in her. She walks by. I don't know if she's going to finish it all, but she's looking at you like, try to take it.
Didn't matter, it was hers.
Try to take it. Mm-hmm. That's her tactical black. Like, come on, this is the test. Do you want a piece of this? I'll kill for this. It's very funny, because then when you threatened her with violence, she realized, this is not good. I've never had this before. Usually daddy just gets half.
What's going on?
Yeah, this I'm not used to. But yeah, I don't even bother with your kids and talking about, like, what are you up to, baby? Because they're dicks about the answer, and I don't respond well to that. I don't suffer that well. Oh, really? We're dicks now? Okay. I can be a dick, too. I'm good at it. And you're not smart at all. You think you might be, but you're not. This is going to be bad for you. Because I got no boundaries. I don't care if I hurt your feelings. You've already made me feel stupid, so I'm turning the tables on you, child.
Duh. Playing video games. Moiny.
That's the new insult. This guy's a moiny. What a before pick you are.
Was there any fallout from that yesterday?
A little bit. Just the ladies down there trying to tell me.
A little worried. Oh, they're, yeah. Little worried.
They're consolidated.
Trying to turn the tables on me for bringing it up. Like, you're the ones who did the awful video.
Nothing from management?
No.
No comment.
Very quiet.
Everybody's
management can't take a side on either. Yeah.
Trip wandered out. Trip said, I said, everybody's been a little bit pushy about the whole thing, but I've defended Moyne. And he goes, I wandered over to him and said, you all right with that? And Moynihan's a good sport. He's going, I'm like, yeah, because we're dudes. We're good sports. Couldn't pull this with the chicks, right? And he goes, let's not talk about that. And then we separated. Which is basically Tripp going, acknowledge, correct, shh, quiet. They've got hearing like bats. Somebody release a human baby. We need to distract the ladies.
Quick, party, tomorrow.
You know what we need to do every time?
I don't hear it.
Every time we have a man... discussion that needs to happen. We need to release a human baby in the office somewhere, and all the ladies will run to it, and then we can have a real, like...
Oh, it's release day.
We got 4 minutes, and the human baby is going to wear off. They're all hypnotized right now by human baby. Let's get some stuff done, and the guys can have regular work conversations, get a lot done, and without any repercussions, or whenever somebody wears something where you can see down their shirt or something, we're not allowed to talk about that anymore. We release a human baby. They go run into it and just go, oh, my God, did you see? Jill's not wearing any underwear. And then you come back. They come back from human baby.
Do you think it would work if we even just had like a baby bot? A little side door open.
Has
the
to be human. Nope, Brady. Has to be human baby. Puppies work to a certain extent, but not on all of them. I'll go visit the puppies. But if somebody said there's puppies in the building, I don't run to them. Somebody says there's a baby in here. You got five women immediately. They'll hang up on whoever they were talking to. Your father's chemotherapy treatments are going, human baby! Click.
As the baby was there yesterday, walking by the one office, all I hear is, dogs, babies, should never be allowed in the office.
That's a fact. Was that me? Did you walk
by? No.
Was that me?
Sounds like something I'd say. That's a workplace. You don't even work here anymore. I just wanted to show off human baby.
I'm trying to remember the third.
Yeah, it's just as bad with dogs.
Yep, not as bad. Not as bad. No, because you'll get a couple people you'll get about. But with human baby, it's all women. It's the weirdest thing. You very rarely have a woman go, ugh, babies. That'll happen with a dog. Not all women like dogs. For some reason, the ladies and the baby, human baby, causes a stampede. They run. Mary pushes off her desk like it's on fire, gets up, and you just hear clap, 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 clap. She's running to human baby. Because it might grow in that minute that she misses.
It's a reminder of youth.
Clop, clop.
It's a reminder when her stuff worked inside. She could get pregnant. Most of the ladies down there probably done.
Happens.
Not all of them. But that's biology. That's not my fault. You get mad at me for bringing it up. You can't bring that up. But that's how illogical the women are. You can't even bring up simple biology saying, well, you're at that age now where your ovaries have ceased to work. How dare you? I'm like, it's me.
So technically,
the fault of biology.
If you wanted to rob a place,
human baby,
with that's full of women workers, you just human take baby. A baby in there to distract
if
them.
If you want to rob a Curves, I'm telling you right now, the majority of ladies in there are child free or have so many children they can't get enough and they want more babies. So you can't lose in there. You want to rob a Curves? Bring in one of those strollers. Start sweating as a man. Start sweating. Push in a double stroller of twins, ladies. My car won't start, and I need somebody to. Watch this boy make a couple phone calls. Oh, double human baby. Whoop, whoop, whoop. They leap off the treadmill that they were barely working. It's the hardest they've worked at the Curves the whole time. A gaggle of them will go over there. You just walk over to the cash register. You can start writing down credit card numbers. You got time. Then you walk out of the Curves, say, thanks, ladies, for everything. And they don't even realize they've been robbed for 4 hours because all they're talking about, wasn't that precious little angel? You want to really get them? And this is something that's absolute fact. Mulatto, baby. Drag one of those into a thing. The ladies don't know what to do. They're adorable. Mixed race babies are the cutest things in the world. Yeah, mixed race human baby. If you just hold that up, people from the next door will show up. They can sense it. Ladies and human babies. Never once has a guy brought a baby into the workplace and all the dudes in the office are like, oh, wait a minute. Human baby, I'll be right back.
I gotta go.
Hang up on a client, leave their desk. All right, Eric, nice job on that human baby. What is that, about 8 pounds? That's all we care about is how much it weighed when it started.
Doug hasn't brought his kid in yet.
Doug knows. He's just going to get surrounded by broads.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that, does he?
You walk your baby around boys, men, and you just hold it up, and guys will look and go, yep, there.
Cool.
Sure enough. Nice job, man.
That's cool. It's real.
What are you calling it? Stanley?
We make fun.
Yeah, there it is.
That's all we do.
Yep. Look at you and your baby Bjorn.
Toledo's baby was dead for a
pathetic.
Long time. Oh, yeah.
The Bjorn. Toledo was strapped up with a Bjorn and a SIDS patient.
Alex slept for 3 weeks.
Alex
straight.
Did not wake up. He was heavily drugged.
That Bjorn thing was pretty sad, man.
That was pathetic.
I didn't have one Bjorn.
You shouldn't.
You lucked out.
Brady, did you have a Bjorn?
Bjorn.
You had a Bjorn?
Yeah, but I never strapped it on. Ronnie did the Bjorn.
She bought it for you?
No, I think she bought it for the both of us.
But you never use it?
Yeah.
Way to hold strong, Brady.
Well, it was pretty easy to figure out when it didn't fit the barrel.
you didn't get the large?
Yeah.
So the problem wasn't that you wouldn't wear it. It was that it wouldn't wear you.
Yeah.
Doesn't work, Ronnie. We need safety pins and rope.
No, Bjorn. I'll carry that kid around by the scruff of its neck if I have to.
That's not.
Putting that Bjorn on.
Speaking of Bjorns, I saw the story yesterday on the news where they're like, they're recalling some baby sleeper thing. I'm like, oh, that's no good. There were several deaths. And then I'm like, oh, that's no good. And then I'm expecting like three. That should be the limit, right? Like one product.
When the recall.
32 babies passed away. I'm like, oh, my God, they waited a long time to recall this. 32 kids have died from this little sleeper that evidently helps kids. Like that rocks them. It's an electric rocker.
Yeah,
goes side to side. But after,
those things are gold.
Right, but this one's
doing giving them a whiplash.
This one's doing enough work where when babies get to that certain age where they can roll over, it like kind of helps them go. Vroomp, and sometimes it's a little early, and they roll over and they go to sleep on their stomachs and they're dead.
Oh,
32 times. It's a SIDS machine.
There is this weird paranoia with.
Of course,
babies.
There is.
Oh.
They can just die for no reason. Yeah, Fisher Price rock and play sleeper. And I'm sitting there waiting for them to say it's caused a few deaths. Like, oh, geez, that's terrible. Because they put the pieces together usually after two or three. 32 kids have died.
Good morning, Diane. George, good morning. The AAP is urging all parents to stop using the Fisher-Price rock-and-play sleeper immediately. They say it's a deadly product and are also calling for stores to pull it from their shelves. Now, this follows last week's warning from Fisher-Price and the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using the product when infants turn 3 months old or start to show rollover capabilities. But Consumer Reports now says those 32 deaths cited include babies younger than 3 months.
Yeah, it's killing him. It's a SIDS creator.
I wanted him to show it happen.
They play 32
here's
kids.
It,
they've got footage of one of them.
At least a cartoon.
Yeah. How many parents have cameras in their rooms now? What happens? It helps them roll over.
They roll over and suffocate.
And they suffocate themselves in the stuff because they can't roll back
because
over.
They're still trapped in.
It's a SIDS machine. Fisher Price is rocking SIDS. It's the Sid and Nancy.
You think horrible. That would have been found in R&D?
32 of them.
Yeah, how do you let the number
I say
get
after five, after three, there's a note.
Five is a lot.
Fisher-Price rocking. They found in a Fisher-Price rocking sleeper. And then those like, doctors start sharing those notes. Like, that's the eighth one. I'd give you till 10 before we've got a problem. 32 seems a little heavy.
How'd somebody you like to be the attention? Guy at Fisher-Price that created that?
Yeah. You know what's the worst part is you see what Todd created? God damn it. Todd! Oh, hooray for Todd. All right, Todd's here, everybody.
Selling like hotcakes, Todd.
Killing it, Todd. Fisher-Price is back on the board. How many? Eight? You know what? Nobody's going to say anything until it gets into the high teens.
No,
19, sir. 19. That's getting a little heavy for me, my taste. We're at 26, sir. Todd, what the hell's going on with the rock and play?
Damn it, Todd.
If it goes over 30, we've got to stop selling them.
That's Todd, too what many have you kids. Created?
Look, the human baby killer. You guys said.
You're fired, Todd.
What? Why?
Fisher-Price presents my first lil' corpse. It's terrible. 32's getting it way
or,
past
or
the good
Or maybe
part.
They're just a cruel company. New record, 32.
All right, guys, way to go.
We here at Population Control / Fisher Price. Going to expand into the Chinese markets, really put a ding into their future.
Yeah, I'll take the baby next to that, or the baby Bjorn.
There he is in like an army helmet.
Asleep.
Why is he in an army hat?
It's a hat, brim of his hat pulled up.
Oh, I see. He was a rapper.
Well, he's on the naval base over there in San Diego.
That's true. He's in Oceanside trying to enlist. Pretty crazy. Yeah, that was the saddest. You should throw, it's Throwback Thursday to when.
Yeah, throw that up there.
When you went on vacation with me and brought that. I like him now. He could show up now, even though I don't want him to show up. If you did, at least he's a functional thing.
You'd like him now until you see what he's listening to.
I did see that. What was that song called?
N-Word in My Butthole.
Yeah, that was a song you found on his iPad.
Yeah.
N-Word in My Butthole.
What artist throws that single?
Who sings that? Lady Gaga?
I find it.
Yeah,
it's on SoundCloud. It's some kid on SoundCloud.
And he found it and thought, this is for me.
This is something I've been looking for.
N-Word in My Butthole. And you occasionally will look to see what he's looking at, right? Check the history.
Yeah, gotta try and keep up with him.
It's one of his favorite
this
hits.
One, I didn't even have to look in the history. It was, as soon as I opened the iPad, it was right there. And I'm like,
I gotta say, though,
excuse me?
With a title like that, man, child, old, elderly, doesn't matter. You're
by,
going.
By Youth Gamer.
I want to hear it.
All right.
We're not allowed here.
No, because I listened to about 5 seconds
of it. Terrible. And what is the premise of the song besides the obvious? How does this occur? Does it build up to the N-word in your butthole, or is it
happy ending?
It's like
N-word in My Butthole has to have.
Sounds
a
like
start.
A 12-year-old kid. I don't think he's got much for premise when he sets up his song.
It's very shallow.
Yeah,
you'd like more depth to N-word in My Butthole.
Yeah,
they provide quite a lot of depth in that area. Well, that's good. Well, how did you approach him?
I didn't bring it up to him yet. I've been waiting because
it's a tough one.
He's got. He's got a multicultural group of friends.
Right.
And that gets thrown around a lot in their group text.
The N-word?
Yeah.
Are any of them black?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. A couple of Asians.
Is your son throwing the bombs?
Not until it's thrown at him.
Oh, then he'll throw it back.
Mm. Yeah.
You better stop that.
Yeah. That's going
to
get him in trouble.
I've talked to him. I'm like, listen.
Don't get comfortable.
You're going to drop that in the wrong spot. And you're not prepared for the backlash.
You're going to get your ass whipped by a 51-year-old man.
What? I thought Kaylin dropped the F-bomb yesterday, but Lisa said she said freaking.
Mm.
I don't know.
No way.
Nah, she's going to say it.
I was upstairs. I kind of heard it. Did she just...
Wait a minute.
I launched
myself.
She
doesn't get rewarded for that?
I was like, what did you say?
You're playing N-word in My Butthole now, and you're tempting me to turn it up.
I know.
I will not do it.
Don't do it, man.
Let me see if I can find
a clean spot. I can't even say the clean spot. If I say the clean spot, I got to say what the song is.
We get it.
I understand. I just want to know how it builds to that chorus. Or if it's just him saying it over and over, like Takeshi 69.
How many plays? Does this guy got a lot of money?
Yeah, is he making cash off of this?
If Alex found it, then yes.
Pretty much on repeat.
Remember when 3 Second Rule was the worst internet song you could find?
Yeah, this one's worse.
N-word's in My Butthole. I don't even know what that is.
Good writing, John.
It is. It's quality. It's too deep for me to understand. Kid's good. And at one point, that kid who wrote N-word's in My Butthole was in an office building as a human baby with a bunch of women going, oh, my God, he's so cute. What a future. He's going to have such a great future. So proud and happy for you, Amy. Congratulations. 12 years later, whatever happened to your son? Oh, he wrote this song called In My Butthole, and he got to be an internet sensation. There was no talking to him. So he's on his own. He's 16. He emancipated himself from his parents. Because we tried to, he says we stopped his creativity and his flow because we wouldn't allow him to write In My Butthole 2.
It's been listened to 517,000 times.
It's got a title you can't ignore.
That's all it takes, I guess.
I wonder if Al Sharpton's heard it.
It's catchy, but I can't help but think it's wrong. But it's got a good hook.
And we've just given it a bunch more.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I like
look,
the
I'm
suggestions for other songs that you might like, too, next to it.
By tomorrow, it'll be up to 900,000, and 300 of them will be me.
There's a video?
What? He's making videos? I can't look at this.
There's no video. He just put it on YouTube.
Just a close-up of his butthole, evidently. Looking for that special someone that's been in there who's earned such a terrible nickname. Anyway, I want to get into this, too, because this email I got yesterday is pretty great. Dear Mr. Holmberg, now, Brady, I say this because I think you'd celebrate this email if it were the other way. So I've always admired how open and seemingly unafraid you are to say what's on your mind. You're a funny man, and I like you. That said, I have to thank you. You've literally changed my life, and I'll say, for the better. After listening to you and admiring you for the better part of 10 years, I realized that my admiration was because you were freeing me. I was raised very religious. I always felt so much guilt for the dark and probably hilarious things I was thinking but never saying. So many jokes or thoughts that I knew would make people laugh, but in my head, the guilt kept me from saying them out loud. So many horrible things. Even in jest, I thought God would be mad. I have developed what I've called the God Governor, and it kept me from having a good personality. I realized somewhere about 5 years ago, you don't have this governor, and I was boring because of mine. I didn't want to be boring. And over the years, you've been saying things that have pulled me away from my religious ways. Since I abandoned God, I am now told on a regular basis, when did you get so funny? My answer is, I follow someone I admire, and I've gotten rid of Jesus. And now I don't feel bad about my thoughts. I'm not ready to say I'm an atheist yet, but I have accepted that I have terribly funny, dark thoughts, very dark. And now that I'm somewhat godless, I can say that the ones that apply to situations are now uttered out loud, and many times they get laughs. I now have a girlfriend. Last week I was promoted at work, and I do a good job. And my boss said in the promotion meeting, you know what? Brett, you're different now. You seem more comfortable, and the employees have all said over the last year or so, you're an absolute joy to be around. This never happened before. So in short, thanks for destroying my faith and making me a productive member of the funny people community. Now, I'm off to work to make my employees know there is now only one real God in their lives, me, because I can fire them. Don't piss me off, Brett. I feel good about this. I feel good about this.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I feel really
good
about that.
You removed the religious stick.
His God governor. Yeah, he had a stick up his ass.
Stick up his butt.
But he was having dark thoughts, and he wanted to say them because he thought these are funny thoughts. The only thing keeping him from saying them.
So wait a minute. Does this make you an evangelical atheist?
I don't think that's a possibility.
I think it does. I think it is.
But it's as close as you can get. But I'm not evangelizing. I'm just saying, no, I'm not. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you should believe this way. I'm not saying my way is the right way. I'm saying this is the right way for me.
You might be a little extreme on your way, and look what happened when you figured out, hey,
right?
Thoughts, repression, you know.
Yeah, you're not doing something you want to do because you're guilty, and you got rid of that guilty thing, and now you feel like you're funny, and I feel like that's great. Good for you. I'll take the credit for that if you're happier. He's a godless heathen now. I don't encourage it. Do whatever you want. Doesn't bother me either way. But if you're having terribly funny thoughts and you're not sharing them with the world, you're cheating the world. That's all I'm saying. You can still believe in God and be funny, just not as funny. That's all.
Be careful at work, though.
You'll find out some of those dark thoughts might be.
But again,
still all right,
if you're if you're truly funny, you know when to do it.
Yeah.
You're not one of those guys who just shouts out every thought you have. But congratulations. You've gotten rid of the one hindrance to keep you from being an enjoyable human being. Because before that, you sounded awful. I don't know what I'd do if I had the thoughts I have and I felt guilty about them. It would drive me bananas. My brain does terrible things to me, out of my control. I see terrible things and I start laughing. I'm like, well, that's no good. But then if I had to apologize for it, it feels awful. So good for you. Congratulations, Brett. And congrats on your promotion and your new girlfriend and all the better things in life since you've gone the other direction.
The key is you got to let it naturally happen.
Sure.
Because you can go, you know, that's the problem a lot of times on the religious side of it, that you can't be yourself.
Right.
And then on the other, swinging the other way, you think this is being yourself. You're going out of your way of trying too hard.
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
The polar boundaries. You have to find a happy medium. Very rarely, though, is there a letter that comes that says, boy, since I've gotten super religious, I'm hilarious now. It is true that it does stymie funny.
Some of the best comedians have come out of a real strict religious background.
Right, and they've abandoned it.
Yeah.
And it makes them even better. So true humor, very rarely rooted in religion.
John, I have to say, working for a Christian company,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be a good idea for me.
No, probably. Well, no, but you still have the funny thoughts. And I bet you it's even more funny because what you think.
Write them down.
Super taboo. So what you have to find is another dude like you. Test them out.
Plenty.
Throw out your
company.
Few in there. They're just taking the money. throw a couple bombs his way and just die laughing together. If I worked at, I would work in a heartbeat. I'd work over at that TVN. I would love being in that building because I know there's a couple other guys like me going, this is nuts, but we're robbing them blind. So
have you noticed the amount of Christian like automotive repair places?
What? Yeah, the ones with the Jesus fish?
And
I only know one.
Really?
There's multiple.
The one with the fish.
There's a bunch with the little fish on the
side. Yeah, I've seen a plumbing company.
Windows.
And I'm always curious, like, if I go there, they're going to have to be honest with me, and they're not going to try to screw me.
Right.
Or are they?
Or is it part of the program?
Right.
To make you feel like, well, you can't lie. You'll go to hell.
So I avoid them.
I avoid them, too.
But I don't know if I should go to them, because maybe they will treat me right.
I'll tell you right now, the reason why I don't go there is because none of them are funny.
There will be no jokes.
There'll be no joking around that's worth my time.
It's a Google search, but it's not showing up there. I'll try and fix it.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so anyway, Brett, congratulations. I'm proud of you. That's good stuff. And it is a funnier way. It's true. You're not going to have the inhibitors. If you went super religious, you wouldn't be funny. You can't. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, there's certain topics I can't laugh at. I shouldn't laugh at. Because
very rarely do you say, my priest is hilarious. You got to go out with him. No. It's not a thing. And it's a life choice, and that's fine. But if you want to be funny, you can't have Jesus floating around your head all the time. It's like having a critic with you in the car constantly. I wouldn't say that. Thanks, Jesus. You're a real wet blanket when it comes to the jokes.
So isn't it your plan to let me have fun?
Yeah, why are you putting the thoughts in my head? I'm not doing this myself. I wouldn't say it. God, you are a drag. You know what, Jesus, I'm going to let you off here. What? Yeah, you got to go. I want to be funny.
Hit the road.
And, you know, those people that are in that position, like the pastors or whatever, listen, yeah, it's tougher to be a funny pastor.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Look at Joel.
Osteen?
Yeah, the other day, just saying balls deep.
Yeah, no, look at him. You can't go down that road.
Fun with it, but that's not going to work for him.
Yeah, he had to skip over the fact that he just said, these people are balls deep in debt. Oh, my God. And then everybody's like, uh-oh.
Well, he didn't even say that, I don't think, after the fact.
Close enough.
There was someone that said, how dare you use
that? Right,
that's
what I'm saying. He just moved forward, and it's like, you can't do that.
You got a little glimpse.
You can't. But that's the thing. He's presented himself as a person who doesn't do that. A funny person doesn't have the God governor on, doesn't have to do it. If he just said, I was in debt for a little while, my nuts were in a vice, and I was pretty much just money. What? You'd appreciate the honesty. Be like, that pastor's hilarious.
Well, more people would relate to him.
Exactly. I mean, I was debt and money out. It was crazy. Balls deep in the nasty. Mine smelled like oysters and salmon. What are you talking about? It's just all falling out of my gob now.
The Christian texter has texted in, Eric, that's the one I work at. We're pretty honest, and we don't push any kind of religion.
Pretty honest.
I like that. Pretty honest. For the most part.
We're going to lie to some people.
I can tell you if you want to bring your truck by.
I do remember I went to one place because it was next to where my old partner HUD's vape shop was, and it was right next to it. And I'm like, I needed an oil change. I'll go in there. But they charged me like $60 for the oil change.
And
like,
they just sprinkled it with oil?
Yeah.
Oil.
Anointed it.
I was like, man, that's a little overpriced, but they are Christians.
Dominus Requiem.
Your car has changed.
You gave him a little something for the collection plate.
Yeah, that's what I was like. All right, it's going to a good spot, right?
And my son, would you prefer 30 weight? Huh? Why is this so official? Tell me how the car has sinned.
You bring it in, it's not running. Gang, gather around. Let's lay hands on this car.
I guess he's rattling. Rattling. We'll give him 3 Hail Marys and some pens. I don't care about my
mechanics. Well, you ran into that one businessman. He said all he would do is serve
Christians. Well, he was blessed to have nothing
but
Christian.
He didn't just say that. He was proud to say, I won't deal with anybody who doesn't believe the same as me.
Wow.
And everybody went, yay. And I'm like, I'm in the wrong room.
Which doesn't make any sense.
He just leaned to Brady. Well, because he'd already stolen from the heathens. And now I'm lucky to be in a position now where God
but
only
I have
sends
nothing me. But Christian clients.
Yeah, well, God only sends me Christian clients. Well, no, you only accept them. I'm sure he sent you a few, but I don't know how you figure that out.
So if you get a new guy coming in, and he's Jewish, but do you have to ask him?
You don't give a Jew insurance. You can tell by his nose is what he was saying. I can look a man in the face and see if he's Uden.
So he's turning people away?
But come on, you know, it's insurance.
But still,
they're not turning anyone away. He was trying to say that.
Well, he was proud
he's
to
an insurance
say
guy.
He won't accept. Well, he said, though, I've done enough that now my business, I only
luxury,
deal with Christians.
Yeah, to determine
right.
my clients.
Yeah,
I can pick and choose, and I choose
only Christians.
Sorry, you're not worthy.
Right.
So if some random guy calls him looking to get some insurance.
Hi, my name's Abraham Weinstein, and I wanted to... Hello? Hello? Mr. Dirk? Hello?
He's out.
Had some Jew calling me, wanted to insure his house.
Dirk, insurance.
What you need is insurance in the afterlife, because you're going to hell, Jew. Thanks for calling Dirk Insurance.
Pretty sure that's not allowed.
It's allowed if you do it like he does and only talk to Christians about it. What he didn't expect was me in the room leaning to Brady going, your friend's a dick. What? Did you hear that? I remember telling that one pastor, well, I don't think he meant it that way. I'm like, let me just repeat the sentence and you tell me what that means. I've gotten to a position in my life where I only accept Christian clients and God only sends me Christian clients. Well, what he's saying there is that you're right, he's a dick.
Yeah, he's,
and it wasn't so much. It wasn't so much him saying it. It was the room erupting in applause. That's the kind of world I want to live in.
I thought that was because he's done speaking.
No, it was in the middle of his speech.
Oh, finally!
It took me a few seconds to think. Like, did that just happen? Did that dude just say that out loud? And he kept going.
This is how Hitler started.
This is worse than how Hitler started.
Charisma.
Yeah, Hitler would have probably already gone. Yeah, that was one thing missing, or he would have had that whole room up in arms, burning houses down. Of the uninsured. Let's go burn down a synagogue, boys. This golf outing was good times.
Who's with me?
Tomorrow's Saturday, and it would be a shame if they didn't have anywhere to go, you know? So let's burn it down. I had a guy I listened to the other day as I was riding my bike past Granada Park. It was a couple weeks ago. And there's some sort of Jewish center nearby there, so on Saturdays they're everywhere. The authentic hats and curls and wool outfits. Because, you know, the Old Testament says you can't mix fabrics. My eyes just almost fell out of my head. That was a big deal to God back in the day. Don't mix fabrics or you're going to hell. It's in there.
He's a fashionista.
Yeah, the guy didn't care. You know, like if that was in there and it was important, just then prove to me you're God and have in the Bible somewhere and say, this doesn't make sense quite yet, but don't steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi. I know you guys won't get that, but someday that's going to make a ton of sense.
Yeah, just one thing from
one
the future.
One thing, like cable, but no, mixed fabrics, right out. Pissed him off.
You'd have so many more believers.
Yeah, but they're out there, and this guy calls Granada Park Jew Park. I don't go down there on Saturdays, it's Jew Park. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, they're just everywhere. I'm like, is that bad? And he goes, it just makes me uncomfortable to see people in wool in summertime in Phoenix. I'm like, you know what?
They got to walk.
That is a
walk to the
that
shul.
Is a cruddy religion. You'd think him.
If they want to sweat their ass off, that's up to them.
Oh, it's insane, though, to believe that.
I'll laugh at it.
I think it was, I don't remember which comedian said it, but like, man, get me a polycotton blend at the very least. Be happy with something lighter. These are people of the desert. Only wool. Jeez. And you're looking at all these other believers in shorts and tank tops playing Frisbee, and you're sitting in there dressed
he's
like Dracula.
He's sitting at the base of Camelback Mountain with a 2-foot-long hoagie, and all these people are hiking up the mountain.
Exactly.
You just feel uncomfortable.
Man, this is rough. Yeah. And it is. Now that's all I see. Over there at Jew Park, as he called it. I believe it's called Granada. It's not on Saturdays. I'm like, you're a horrible person, but you're right about the clothes thing. I don't know which passage it is, but in the Old Testament it says, don't wear mixed fabrics. What the hell? Also, if your bull gores another bull, there's like, well, these are rules that only apply to the people around that day. If a man digs a pit and you fall in the pit, like, what in the hell are you talking about?
That's a lesbian reference.
Oh, is it? When bulls? Well, yeah. Why not just say it then? Why so cryptic?
You have to figure it out.
So when a lesbian gores another lesbian,
yeah,
the owner of the one lesbian that got gored gets to keep the goring bull, and the dead bull, the meat is split.
Yes.
That's like Exodus. It's a great rule. Totally applicable to every time available to
and
us.
And you're so right. If you're the son of God, wouldn't you just let it slip to one of these guys writing these books?
Yeah.
Hey, you know cars are going to be really cool. Throw that in there.
And cars. I know this is hard for you guys to grasp, but this is divinely inspired. Watch this. Oh, by the way, it's round and germs. Weather is not a punishment.
Put it in the book.
Don't include weather as a punishment. That's going to look. That's going to make us look foolish in years. I know you guys don't get that yet, but trust me.
Steve Jobs. Just write his name
Steve
down.
Jobs. Just write that down. Oh, by the way, and every once in a while, just throw in a Reggie Jackson. What? The dude knew. I would believe. Said, by the way, 1977 Reggie Jackson. Home run, all-star game, outside of Tiger Stadium. You're not going to believe that he hits.
All his apostles.
Also,
what is he talking
if
about?
Your bull falls in a pit.
Man.
Yeah.
But he'd still be relevant.
Yeah. Reggie pisses me off because he has cotton socks and a polyester blend on. That's no good. But the home runs are majestic. See, now that guy, when he had the God Governor, couldn't make fun of this stuff. Nah. Congratulations, Brett. You're a winner today. And to Insurance Man Dirk, good for you. You know what? I think, honestly, I've said it for years. I think that's how business should work. A sign that says, these are the only people I'll take. And if the market supports that, then you live in a racist place. If it doesn't, then you don't. But people should be allowed, business owners should be allowed to put up what they like and don't like if they choose to. Because then you'll know.
I don't know. It just causes
trouble. It causes trouble. That's the problem. But it doesn't have to. The problem with that is not the business owner, the people who want to go outrage in front of it. Like, I want your – you don't want that person's food. They've announced that they don't want you.
You remember what happened in the 60s, right?
I know. But that was because all the places were doing it. I think if you were allowed to do it –
all of them start doing it again.
If you were allowed to do it – yeah, but again, you'd find out. And I think we're all a little more progressive than we were in the 60s. I think right now – the marketplace wouldn't support a place that says, I won't serve these people. They'd just basically be like, you know what? No. And if your product's good enough, Chick-fil-A, you're allowed to do it.
And a lot of it, well, works the other way, too, as far as like when Eric initially brought it up, the people that are professing we're a Christian automotive or a Christian plumbing, word gets out, oh, they help, I want to support this fellow Christian.
I think they should give a discount to Christians.
I don't think... Yeah, I don't think you could do that.
Sure either. You can. Why not? Be like, look, we are what we are. We're going to pick favorites.
So I could just go in there and lie and say I'm Christian.
And then I have to go to church with them once. That's how you get your discount. 15% off. I'd do it. And you'd probably convert a few people. So it works for them, too.
Where's the Satanist automotive?
Yeah, where's the guy that goes, we don't believe in anything but the devil. The bringer of light fell from grace because he questioned the Lord, despite knowing his powers. Holy crap, this guy just wants to do my transmission.
But we do great work. Leave us a review on Yelp.
We deny the divinity of the Lord. What seems to be your issue? I got some pinging. When I press on the gas, it doesn't go right away and it pings.
That's Beelzebub.
All right. We will put Pazuzu inside your engine.
You can't touch my Yahweh V8.
Every time I turn the radio on, pea soup shoots out the vents. And there's a problem with this. Yeah, I want Pazuzu removed.
Wouldn't you love
to have to go to the Christian guy.
Seeing that upside down crosses all over their building.
Yeah.
It's black.
But there's my point. The marketplace wouldn't support it.
So you don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't go there?
I wouldn't go there. That's not my belief.
You just don't like the scene.
I just think that's crazy.
Comes out looking like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, and I just like, ooh, I don't necessarily give crazy any money. I like
him. He's really good.
He could be. And if he's good enough to overcome it, then damn it, nice work. You are the Chick-fil-A of auto repair.
Great prices.
We'll beat anyone's prices like we beat our slaves. They do good work. I don't think anybody's going to say that. Have you been to Upside Down Cross Motors? You've been to the Jesus place, haven't you? Little divine and such.
Oh, yeah. He opens up right across the street from the Christian Brothers.
It's a battle. It's
always prices are on fire. I don't think the marketplace supports that.
Oh,
I really don't. I don't think you could put a sign up.
Why does it support the Christian ones but not the...
Because it's more socially accepted.
Yeah.
And it's the majority.
You're right.
You know?
Brainwashing.
It's the majority of people. So, you know, the minority of people will not support that, and the majority will be, you know, like, ew.
Now, back in the day, at one time, if it was, a Christian, and they're burning pagans at the stake.
Yeah, but that was a big, they loved that. Because most all of them were.
But you had a, you know, there's some.
But the back in the days you're talking about,
yeah.
You weren't allowed to say you weren't Christian. or they'd burn you at a stake.
Right.
Yeah, so you pretty much had to accept it or die.
But it ebbed and flowed.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Ask the Indians about that whole ebb and flow thing. Hey, everybody, I know you've had a religion for a good long time, but if you don't believe like we do, we're going to kill you all. So step to the right if you want to keep your thing alive, or step to the left if you want to stay alive.
They were Thanos.
Yeah, they basically were.
Yeah, but also amongst themselves, if they had their own business and another tribe came over, we're not taking your business.
Who, the Indians?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, it's all based in the fact that you got to believe like me or I'll kill
clicks.
You. Yeah. Believe like me or I'll kill you has been around for a long time. But I think we're better than that now. Except for the Middle East. Still working on them. That's a tough nut. We can all drink, and that's the one thing. RTO Sullivans, they're probably Catholic. Nobody cares. They're serving beer.
John, I'm not real up on the Bible. I haven't read much of it, but don't you think maybe they should have had something that slavery was bad?
Oh, yeah, that's the big argument. Yeah, yeah, the slavery thing's great. Well, read Exodus. It's all about, like, there's like 20 different things in there that you just laugh your ass off. It's like,
There's stuff in there about slavery, isn't there?
Oh, tons of stuff about not being against it.
Not being against it, though?
If you have a slave.
How to treat them.
Yeah, you can beat it, but if it dies, then you're going to be punished. If it's alive, like beat it for no longer than, like, whatever. You got 2 days in it. If it's still alive, you're fine. But, you got to beat it. You can't beat it to death. That's, come on. Your slave has to get out.
The Bible was for slaves.
You want to hear modern explanation for your mixed fabrics theory?
Yeah, what is it?
So the King James Bible states, "Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together."
Don't mix fabrics.
The modern people have determined that to mean that because wool and linen, when they rub together, could create static electricity, that they don't want to shock people. I found four different websites that said it's because they don't want to shock people.
No, it's
so
not.
They're just concerned about the people. Again, those are man.
That's no, those are words decision. Of God. That's Exodus is words of God.
But the rules, a lot of that you're talking about the Old Testament. Yeah. And as far as the slavery thing.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
But a big part of the Bible
as far as the slavery.
The Jews being freed as slaves. Exodus is about. It's not having slaves.
No, it's not. It's about having slaves and how to treat your slaves. That's all that's about. It never once says no slaves. It says here's how you treat
a
slave.
Moses came in to the Egyptian king and said,
"There
isn't
one thing
in there. People,
free there's nothing in there that says don't have slaves. Nothing. Not
well,
Brady's
right, though. Jesus was the savior.
Yeah, but not to the slaves. And in God's words, it says, here's how you treat a slave. The same God.
I don't know if those were God's. I mean,
God's words. That's what the whole thing is. And he's
a lot of
there's multiple books. They go different directions.
Never once says no
weird
slaves.
Stories.
You'd think it'd be one of the commandments. You know,
well, yeah. I don't.
You'd think it would be one of the commandments. Going, don't own people. That's no good.
That's true.
It's not.
He has a point.
Yeah. In fact, it goes the other way.
I would have slid that in there.
It goes.
And video
the other
games
way.
Are going to rock.
Yeah, video games will be cool. Reggie Jackson, and they're like, wait a minute, hey. So far, so good. And then a couple names in there you don't know yet, and you're like, I'm keeping an eye out for that guy. But then people would see, but that poisons the soup, because then somebody with the last name Jackson, because the Bible says there'd be like a billion Reggie Jacksons, because they'd start naming him because he's in the book.
Well, they'd still probably end up hitting great home runs.
One of them would. It's good stuff. Anyway, you can go pray with Eric over a few drinks at Hayden and Thomas. RTO Sullivan's, that's where he's going to go this morning. And then again, Saturday night, 7 to 9, UFC 236, Holloway versus Poirier.
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 Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. Dave Coulier. Close enough. No, even, not even Frenchy. Holloway versus a French guy. UFC 236. Eric's going to be out there Saturday night. But he's out this morning giving you U-Fest tickets. That's happening next Saturday, which is unbelievable. At Mesa Riverview Park, where we had it last year. A great place to have a show. U-Fest is here. T-shirts, CDs, bandanas, all the fun stuff. RTO Sullivan's this morning. Hayden and Thomas.
I'll be there probably around 7:30 or
you
so.
You gotta hurry. Yeah. That's the end of that. What do you got over there on the...
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Buying or selling a house. Hit up that website. We got Slayer up here. Korn, Devil Driver, Avatar, Ozzy.
Korn's replacing Ozzy at Rocklahoma.
Oh, really?
Yep. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a celebration right there.
Let's do Korn.
Got the life. Got the life. I'm in on that. Congratulations to Brett. This one's for you. And it's unfortunate because Ozzy doesn't have the life that Korn will replace him and then sing this. Got the Life by Korn. That's good stuff. I was reminded that Korn actually played the Phoenix Open. Remember that? we were talking about the corn was out at the Phoenix Open at one point, or playing something around it, and nobody would have known that that was happening. Jonathan Davis was up there, and it's like, I was reminded of that the other day. I'm like, you're right. I totally forgot. They had a rock night and a rap night. I'm like, what in the world? Because we were looking at dudes in Tommy Bahama shirts, and the one guy said, remember that thing you did when Korn played the Phoenix Open? I'm like, no, I don't remember yesterday. I was like, yeah, Korn rocked it out for the golf fans.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to meet Snoop Doggy Dogg.
That happened. Sitting there talking to Kevin Rowe from Learning Rowe. I got a big day tomorrow. I got to go to a meet and greet with Snoop D-Z-O-G. Is that how you say it? I'm like, no, Kevin, don't say that to him. D-O-double-G-Y, dizzle, dizzle. Mm-mm. Just say hello.
Go with that.
Just shake hands and move on. Say, I'm a lawyer, and go ahead.
I have 7 DUIs, player.
Oh, I'm Kevin Rowe. We're going to be fast friends.
Thanks for coming, player. Appreciate it.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.